Here in Galeriestraße, the propaganda exhibition of degenerate art, designed specifically to defame the artists of modernism, was held in the Hofgarten Arcades in 1937. The exhibits, which included works by Ernst Ludwig Kirchner, Franz Marc, Max Beckmann, Wassily Kandinsky and many others, were presented as evidence of the cultural decay that had taken place before 1933.
These artworks were contrasted with what the Nazis considered to be true German art. In other words, art that conformed with Nazi ideas of Nordic Aryan superiority and with the Nazis' pastoral and militaristic ideals, a simple-minded and reactionary attitude toward art.
During the ceremony held to mark the laying of the foundation stone in October 1933, Hitler bestowed on Munich the honorary title Capital of German Art. This was an expression of his desire to make Munich a center of Nazi art and culture.
Munich was one of the five Führer cities in the planned Greater German Reich, whose urban fabric was to be radically transformed. The monumental plans involved the construction of a grand avenue, which was to be 2.5 kilometers long and 120 meters wide, and lined with enormous cultural and prestigious buildings, as well as a 6-kilometer east-west axis. These plans served the regime's need for public demonstrations of power and propaganda. The Nazis demonstrated an acute sense of how to manipulate the masses. Theatrical parades, nighttime spectacles of light, and pathos-laden appeals were all designed to convey to the public the regime's special right to rule. Here, the propagandists drew on the repository of ancient mythology, the Nordic sagas, the Middle Ages, and the operatic world of Richard Wagner. All these elements could be seen during the mass events held at the annual Day of German Art.
Johanna Schmidt-Grohe, a sculptress and a journalist with Bavarian Radio for many years, remembers the days of German art from when she was a young woman.
Nach meiner Erfahrung und Erinnerung sind die Münchner, also das Durchschnittspublikum, ebenso wenig in Kunstausstellungen gegangen, wie sie es heute noch tun. Aber es war natürlich eine tolle.
As far as I remember, the people of Munich, the average member of the public, went to art exhibitions just as little as they do now. But the days of German art and the opening of the House of German Art were really quite sensational. There was a procession like the ones held on Corpus Christi. You got a little decorated piece of fabric to hang in the window and a little lamp so that the whole city was really lit up.
Gegend Neuhausen, Nymphenburg gewohnt, also ganz in der Nähe vom Nymphenburger Kanal, wo sich dann auch noch mit Gondeln und
And then in the Neuhausen-Nymphenburg district where I lived, very near the Nymphenburg Canal, the Night of the Amazons was staged, featuring gondolas and women with bared breasts. That certainly interested the Munich public. And then, apart from the big annual art exhibitions, which got worse and worse, they also had painters like Adolf Ziegler, who was one of the main people responsible for organizing the degenerate art exhibition. The Master of the German Nude and the Three Graces, those varnished pictures. The awful thing, of course, is that there were people at the House of German Art at the time. I'll mention only Hermann Kasper, who re-emerged at the Academy straight after the war, even becoming president. That's much worse for my generation, of course. It's something young people just can't imagine anymore and can't really appreciate in the same way.
Now you can go through the Hofgarten towards Briennerstraße and listen to the next track of the audio tour.